Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Christopher Husted. In most states, Medicaid eligibility had been limited to disabled adults, very low-income parents, and their children. Then along came the federal health care law. It was designed to expand Medicaid coverage to all adults earning up to 138% of federal poverty levels. But in 2012, the Supreme Court gave states the chance to opt out. Illinois is one of 25 states that went ahead with Medicaid expansion. Neighboring Missouri did not. Many state Republicans still won't touch it, despite popular support for the expansion from business leaders, healthcare providers, faith leaders, and economic groups. Veronique LaCapra looked into the impacts of those differing decisions between the states.
It's the fall of 2013. Patient Stephen Gillespie is in his room at Touche Regional Hospital in Centerville, Illinois, just across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. Gillespie has type 1 diabetes.
My insulin costs too much, so it's hard to get at the moment. So when I run out, I have to, go to the hospital.
Gillespie works odd jobs, so he doesn't have health insurance through an employer. He can't afford to buy insurance on his own, and since he's only 27 years old and doesn't have any children, he hasn't been eligible for Medicaid.
I had to go to the hospital. I didn't have no other choice.
But because Illinois opted to expand its Medicaid program under the federal health care law, now Gillespie can qualify. Angela Merton works at the hospital helping people sign up for health insurance through the federal online marketplace.
Hi, this is Angie. Can you give me Mr. Gillespie in 3204, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
From the computer in her office a couple floors below Gillespie's hospital room, she talks him through his Medicaid enrollment over the phone.
Okay, spell your first name for me, please.
S-T-E-V-E-N.
The whole process takes only about 15 minutes. But there's a stack of paper on Merton's desk that's almost 2 feet high.
Right now, that stack, that represents about 550 individuals who are uninsured that I need to contact. And quite honestly, most of them will be eligible for Medicaid under, Illinois' expansion program.
That was back in October. According to the latest count, 200,000 Illinoisans like Gillespie have enrolled in Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Mike Claffey is a spokesperson for Illinois on matters related to the ACA. He says all those new Medicaid signups do not add up to a big new financial burden for the state.
One of the great things for states that opt into the Medicaid expansion is the very generous federal match that comes with it.
That generous federal match means the feds will cover all the costs of Medicaid expansion for the first 3 years of the program and at least 90% of the costs after that. For Illinois, that adds up to a whole lot of federal dollars coming into the state to cover health care for the poor.
We estimate from 2014 to 2020, we'll tap about $12 billion in federal funding.
But across the river in Missouri, many state legislators have a very different take on the economics of Medicaid.
It is on a path fiscally that is unsustainable for our state and country.
Like many other Republicans, Missouri Representative Jay Barnes thinks the existing Medicaid system has major problems. So he's not willing to expand the program to cover more people until those problems get fixed.
What I've proposed to do is to give Missouri the most market-based Medicaid system in the entire country.
In other words, Barnes wants Medicaid to work more like private sector insurance, and for Medicaid recipients to have to pay for some of their health care costs.
The intent being every time a participant would show up for health care outside of preventive care, they'd have to make a cost-conscious decision, and they'd realize, hey, you know what? This is not free. It costs money.
But even though Barnes and others in the Missouri legislature have proposed a variety of options for reforming Medicaid, none of them seem likely to pass this session. That's not what St. Louis resident Sherry Koop wants to hear when it comes to Medicaid expansion.
How can it not be on our agenda in Missouri?
Koop has personal experience with Medicaid. She used to be enrolled, but was dropped from the program for making too much money, about $600 a month. Missouri's Medicaid income limits are among the lowest in the country. A single mom with one child has to make less than $3,000 a year to get coverage. And unless they're over 65 or disabled, adults without dependent children can't qualify at all, no matter how poor they are. Last year, Koop ended up in the emergency room with a life-threatening infection. She couldn't work for 2 months, so she lost her job. And she says anyway, there was no way she could have afforded the hospital bill.
People who are in social service there are trying to find a way to help me get that covered because I have no way to pay for it.
Hospitals get federal funds to help them pay for treating uninsured patients like Coop. But under the Federal Health Care Act, that funding will start to go away. Dave Dillon, who's with the Missouri Hospital Association, says over the next 6 years, Missouri's hospitals will lose $4 billion in federal payments. The Affordable Care Act was designed to offset those reductions with more insurance coverage.
In essence, the people who couldn't pay before would have insurance, whether that is Medicaid or commercial insurance through the new marketplace. And therefore, the hospitals would have a significant reduction in basically charity care and bad debt that is associated with caring for the uninsured.
And if Missouri doesn't expand its Medicaid program, it will also forego the billions of federal dollars that would have come into the state to pay for that expansion. Remember, the federal government covers all the costs for the first 3 years and at least 90% of the costs after that. Even without Medicaid expansion, low-income Missourians can still buy insurance through the federal online marketplace. And those making between about $12,000 and $47,000 a year get a break on their premiums. But there's a very big catch. The poorest Missourians, the ones making less than $12,000, have to pay full price. Ryan Barker with the Missouri Foundation for Health says that's because they would have qualified for Medicaid if Missouri had expanded its program. According to a study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, almost 200,000 Missourians fall into what Barker and others call the coverage gap.
Because they're not eligible for subsidies, we didn't expand Medicaid, and paying the full cost is just not a reasonable expectation.
And unless the Republican majority state legislature can come up with a politically acceptable way to expand Medicaid coverage, Barker says Missouri's poorest will continue to have no real health insurance options. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A bill revamping the management of Missouri's Medicaid program was recently set aside after debate turned tense between two Republican senators. Senator Ryan Silvey from Kansas City wants to expand health care coverage. He says it can be done without busting the budget. Senator John Lamping from St. Louis County remains opposed to taking the federal Medicaid money for expanded coverage. He says lawmakers need to stand firm against anything stemming from President Barack Obama's health care law. That's it for Under the Microscope this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.